for many, many years now, heart disease has never been dislodged from being the top cause of death in the world. The other top 10 causes are changing ranks from time to time, but heart disease remains on top. And for the majority, the first time they realize they have heart disease is in their first heart attack that proves fatal. So physically speaking, there is every reason to monitor the state of your heart. Make sure you know the vital signs of trouble. But if that is true of the physical heart, so also of the heart in a spiritual sense. Kung dapat nating ingatan ang ating physical na puso sapagkat pangunahin itong sanhi ng kamatayan, ay lalo nating dapat ingatan ang ating puso sa espiritual na katuturan. The consequences are graver. It is not just death, but it could mean second death. There are things that we would not think of doing externally, but they may be done within the precincts of the heart. And this is true of idolatry. We may think of idolatry as bowing down to an idol that is external and physical, and we would cringe from the very thought of doing that, instructed as we are from the scripture. And yet, it is very possible that in the present of our heart, we are doing just that. Hindi tayo muyukod sa idolo, sa panlabas. Hindi natin maiisip na tayo ay pumarada o magprosesyon para sa karangalan ng isang imahen. Ngunit maaring nangyayari na sa ating puso, sa kalooban natin, ay may nangyayari na pagsamba sa idolo. And that idolatry is more hidden, more subtle, but as real in bondage. That is the essence of idolatry. Idolatry, idols are themselves good things, except that they are made ultimate. They are made absolute. And when you do that, you have something that fills the place of God. And that is the essence of idolatry. The essence of idolatry is something filling the place that belongs to God alone, and therefore treated as God. We look first at success. Success is good, but it is not a God. Beware that you do not worship it. And we learn that success in the place of God will always prove to be a failed idol. Kapag ang tagumpay ay humalili sa puwang ng Diyos, ito ay isang bigong idolo. We look next at wealth. And wealth in the place of God will always prove to be a poor idol. And last week, it was love. And love relation in the place of God will always prove to be an unlovely idol. And again, I have said that idols are not wrong in and of themselves, but only when they are made absolute and ultimate. And there is only one way to deal with anything that becomes an idol. Whether that idol is in an external image or an idol of the heart, there is only one way to deal with it. Break it. Isang paraan lang na tratuhin natin ang ating mga idolo, yan man ay imahen o idolo ng puso, basagin ito. Paano natin gagawin iyon? Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14, we'll read the first 8 verses. Ezekiel 14 verses 1 to 8. Then certain of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me, and the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, these men have taken their idols into their hearts and set the stumbling block of their iniquities before their faces. Should I indeed let myself be consulted by them? Therefore speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, anyone of the house of Israel who takes his idols into his heart and sets the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and yet comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him as he comes with a multitude of his idols, that I may lay hold of the hearts of the house of Israel, who are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, repent and turn away from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For anyone of the house of Israel or the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who separates himself from me, taking his idols into his heart and putting the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and yet comes to a prophet to consult me through him, I, the Lord, will answer him myself, and I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a byword and cut him off from the midst of my people, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Now, just a brief text in the New Testament, if you will. Turn to 1 John chapter 5, just two verses of 1 John chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. 1 John 5, 20 and 21. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Now, the historical context of the writing of Ezekiel, or the ministry of Ezekiel, was the subjugation of the southern kingdom of Judah to Babylon. Sinakop ng Babylonia ang pimog na bahagi ng Israel, ang Judah, at ito ay binihag ang maraming mga tao sa kanila. Ito ang bahagi sa lumang tipan na tinatawag nating pagkabihag or the exile. One of the policies of Babylon was to take the leaders and good men of its subjugated nations. And Ezekiel was one of those taken into the land of Babylon from Judah. And Ezekiel spent the time to minister to the captives in Babylon. And try to imagine how acutely painful this was for Ezekiel. All his life, he had been training for the priesthood in the temple. Yet, just when he came of age to qualify for temple service, and this is how Ezekiel begins at the 30th year, and many scholars believe that he is referring to his 30th year. Just when he was qualified for temple service, when he reached age 30, instead he was taken into exile. No temple, no priestly ceremonies. Instead, he was among the captives of Babylon. But in ministering to the captive Israelites, he dealt with issues that led to captivity. He taught them how to live during the exile. And the Israelites at this point may have resolved never to adopt the idols of Babylon. Siguro natuto sila dahil sa kanilang pagsamba sa mga idolo, sila'y pinarusahan ni Yahweh, at ngayon sila'y bihag sa Babylonia, naggumawa sila ng resolusyon na hinding-hindi na sila sasamba sa mga idolo ng mga pagano, at ganun ang ginawa nila. At maaaring binabati nila yung sarili nila na sila'y hindi na yumuyukod sa mga idolo ng mga Babylonia at ng mga pagano. And yet, as they went to Ezekiel as priest-prophet, the Lord revealed something to Ezekiel. The Israelites were guilty of another sort of idolatry. They were not bowing down to Babylonian idols, but now God reveals to Ezekiel, these Israelites have idols set up in their hearts. Hindi man sila yumuyukod sa mga idolo ng mga Babylonia, ang mga Israelitang ito na lumalapit at sumasangguni kay Ezekiel ay may tinatangkilik na mga idolo, at ang sabi ng Diyos, ito ay mga idolo sa kanilang mga puso. And it is in this connection that our New Testament reference has relevance. This is a continuing struggle even for Christians. John was writing to Christians spread abroad in the empire. And he is here warning them as the very last piece of warning in his letter. Keep yourselves from idols. And if John could say that to this group of Christians, you better believe it, this is a continuing struggle. My concluding message, God demands the breaking of all heart idols through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Iniuutos ng Diyos na basagin ang lahat ng idolo ng puso sa pamamagitan ng pagkapanginoon ni Yesu Kristo. God demands the breaking of all heart idols through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem when Judah was taken captive, there is danger of worshiping Babylonian gods. But the Israelites resolved that they will not do so. But if they think they could congratulate themselves because they were not worshiping Babylonian gods, they had another message coming. And this is the same mistake. You may be thinking, I don't keep company with drug users. I don't keep company with loose morals. And you think that that is something to congratulate. Yet the issue is, do you keep an idol in your heart? At ito ang kondisyon ng mga Israelita. Hindi nga sila sumasama sa mga Babylonia, sa kanilang mga idolo, subalit ang angal o ang protesta ng Diyos laban sa kanila ay meron silang mga idolong tinatangkilik sa kanilang puso. It is not the Babylonian idols now that endanger God's people. It is heart idols, and so with you and me. We may see the error of the idols of false religion. We may see the danger of loose morals and all these other things that we do not keep company with and we cringe from. But what about our heart idols? And there are again three connections I want us to see concerning heart idols. First of all, heart idols and religion. Ang mga idolo ng puso at ang ating relihiyon, our heart idols and religion. Secondly, heart idols and repentance. Ang mga idolo ng ating puso at ang pagsisisi. Heart idols and repentance. And thirdly, heart idols and refreshing. Ang idolo ng ating mga puso at ang pananariwa. Heart idols and refreshing. So first of all then, see it in this connection. Heart idols and religion. We are told here that the people came to Ezekiel in recognition of his prophetic office. Oh, that's a good thing. Mabuting bagay yun na lumapit sila kay Ezekiel, kinikilala nila siya na siya'y propeta ng Panginoon. But in the very acts of inquiring of the prophet, the Lord saw something in the Israelites that was unacceptable to him. They were keeping idols set up in their heart. And that made their coming to Ezekiel, religious as that was, anomalous. Maanomalya yung kanilang paglapit kay Ezekiel, bagamat ito ay masasabi nating gawaing makarelihiyon, lumalapit sila sa propeta, ngunit habang ginagawa nila ito, nagtatangkilik sila ng idolo sa kanilang puso. Well, what we learn here is that religious activities are rendered powerless by heart idols. Ang mga gawaing pangrelihiyon ay nawawala ng bisa kapag meron tayong idolo sa ating puso. Religious activities are rendered powerless by heart idols. Now, we do not come to prophets today the way the Israelites did to Ezekiel. There are no more living prophets or apostles. The equivalent for us is when we open our Bibles. We study our Bibles. We read our Bibles. That's a good thing. As good as the Israelites coming to Ezekiel as a prophet. Or when we come to church, we attend to a preaching and teaching service. That's a good thing. But you see, as good a thing it is, like the Israelites coming to Ezekiel, God saw that it was anomalous if they came and inquire of the prophets, yet harbor idols in their hearts. The effect is the same. When the Israelites came to Ezekiel bearing heart idols, their coming to Ezekiel had very little meaning. In fact, one passage in Ezekiel suggests that the people enjoyed listening to Ezekiel's prophetic words and ministry. Listen to chapter 33, verses 31 and 32 of Ezekiel. God tells Ezekiel, "So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouths they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song, as one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them." Translation: when these people come to Ezekiel, they were as excited as attending a concert. They love to hear his preaching. They love to hear his ministry. And yet, because of the idols in their heart, it bore little meaning. And so the same with us. We may enjoy reading our Bible. We may enjoy attending to a religious service. And yet all that will be made vain when there are idols in the heart. Now, the chief danger to the heart, the physical heart that is, are clogs to our veins. Yung bumabara sa ating mga ugat, which block the free flow of blood. The chief cause of that is, of course, unhealthy diet. Well, we need to monitor that, we need to watch that. But what about those that clog the free flow of the Word in our souls? That even though we attend to the Word, even though we listen to the Word, and perhaps even enjoy the ministry of the Word, why is there no effect? And the answer is because of the idols, the clogs in the heart. And let me challenge you by using what we have learned in our Sunday school. Deal with God in I-Thou encounter before His Word. Kapag makikitungo ka sa Diyos, makitungo ka ng harapan, ikaw at ako, ganyan ang pakikitungo sa Diyos. There is a word, there is a sentence here that God says, His desire with Israel is that I may lay hold of their hearts because they are all estranged from me by their idols. In other words, even as they were coming to the prophet doing religious activities, their hearts were distant. And what made the heart distant is their idol. This is what idols do. And this is what heart idols do. They distance you from God. A single-minded pursuit of success in your career will cause a failed commitment to God. That's what happens even if you are treated like the hero of today. You know, the hero of today is the workaholic. A person who is so committed to his work and yet his heart is barren towards God. It's all about work. And even if we grant that, you do your work honestly and with integrity. But if it is nothing but work, no doubt you'll be a successful man. But barren towards God. A covetous hunt for wealth will definitely gain for you, but inevitably impoverish your inner grace. At ganyan ang nangyayari. Nagsisimula ang angal, kawalan ng kontento sa buhay. The same is true with an obsessive chase after a relationship that will ensnare the heart to be called towards God and that will open the way for unequal yoking. So the question is your dealing with God still or at all an I-Thou encounter? Nakikitungo ka ba sa Diyos na kausap mo siya, kaharap mo siya? Not a mere I-He that you can only talk about God, or worse, a mere I-It, a mere subject. Make sure that this is what happens when you read your Bible. We are told that, or by Ezekiel, the word of the Lord came to me. Now that will not happen anymore prophetically. Yet, in reading the Bible, let the word of the Lord come to you. That is, let it become personal to you. Let it not just be the word said of or to Ezekiel, but the word that came to me. Let this be your testimony when you attend a church service, as it is said, God's desire towards Israel is to seize their heart. But if you read your Bible or attend church while bearing your heart idol, be it success, love, wealth, your coming will be of no effect. This is the same thing that Paul warns in 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Ganyan ang nangyayari sa merong anyo ng pagiging makadiyos, pagbabasa ng Biblia, pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos, pagdalo sa mga serbisyo, ngunit kung wala ang katotohanan ng pakikiugnayan sa Diyos, walang bisa, walang kapangyarihan. David Brainerd's diary remains a rich example of a man who nurtured that I-thou encounter with God. He was speaking to his God, using his word. And he knew God was speaking to him through the word. Let that be your relationship with God, so that your religion will not be an empty shell. Secondly, consider heart idols and repentance, ang mga idolo ng puso at ang pagsisisi. Here, God reveals to Ezekiel the power of idols. He describes the man who puts an idol in his heart as one putting before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity. Naglalagay siya sa kanyang puso ng magiging katitisura niya sa kasamaan. Even in the act of coming to the prophet to consult him, these Israelites already were posed to sin. This again is what idols do. Heart idols can only be broken, therefore, by gracious repentance. Ang pagbasag sa ating mga idolo ay sa paraan ng pagsisisi. As I've said, the idol is not itself bad. But every heart idol has vital connection to a cluster of sins and iniquity. Success is not bad. But as an idol, its worshiper will relentlessly pursue it with vainglory. Wealth is useful, but as an idol, its worshiper will be destroyed by discontent and greed. Love is inspiring, but as an idol, its worshiper will feed on its toxic charm of wrong relations. And so the call of God on the people in captivity is this: repent, turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. Ay pareho pa rin ang panawagan. And I call it gracious repentance, not form repentance. Gracious repentance is the fruit of the gospel of grace. That you repent from your sin because of who Christ is and what He has done. And this is the same call upon you. Kung hindi ka pa lumalapit kay Jesucristo, ito ba'y dahil sa iyong relihiyon? Ito ba'y dahil sa iyong moralidad? Ito ba'y dahil sa iyong paniniwala sa sarili mong katuwiran? Basagin mo ang lahat ng yan at lumapit ka kay Kristo, sapagkat ito lamang ang tanging paraan ng kaligtasan. Break these idols, because as idols, they are myths. They are illusion. They may give an illusion of power and security and inspiration, but as idols, they are just that. Illusion. And you and I have easily discarded the notion of Santa Claus, but we insist on our idols. Eh, madali nating iniwanan ang pagkakunwari ng Santa Claus, pero yung mga idolo, ang hirap iwanan. Andiyan pa rin. So search out your heart idols resolutely to break them. What we need to do of our idols is radically break them. We are not told to gradually, piece by piece, strike it. We are told to break it. Hindi paunti-unting putulin, kundi basagin. This is the same thing that Jesus said of our occasions to sin. Pluck out your right eye, cut off your right hand. You do not rationalize your idols. You do not adjust. You do not reshape. Break them. But how to break them in 1 John, before our text, the apostle is warning against the sin unto death. This is turning one's back to the faith. So imagine that man, successful, wealthy, in love, but an idolater who sinned unto death. It's not worth it. So search out your idol relentlessly. And I mean this not just of those who will turn apostates. It can happen to true Christians. John Calvin needed to confront his own idol before he could commit himself to his ministry in Geneva. And his idol, by his own admission, was scholarship. He wanted to be a quiet scholar, undeterred by world concerns, just with his books. That's his ambition, just read, 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 and be a scholar. But the Lord called him to a troubled ministry in Geneva, and he had to give up the idol. And probably you are being called to something in a line of service, and something of an idol is keeping you from that service. Well, confront it. It can happen to a Christian. You may have heard of the story of John D. Rockefeller, one of the original tycoons who built America. One who monopolized oil in the early years of industrial America. Now, Rockefeller was a faithful Baptist. All his life, he regularly gave to the offering of his church, supported missions. Yet, a very fierce competitor. One time, he shut down a whole refinery in a town which consigned many to unemployment because that was the only way to break his competitors. You see the point? A man can be a faithful Christian but still keep an idol. And you need to confront what that idol is that may be keeping you from usefulness or greater usefulness. And that brings me to my last heart idols and refreshing. Ang mga idolo ng puso at ang pananariwa. In dealing with the Israelites' idols, what is God after? Well, he said this, "Then you shall know that I am the Lord." Ang gustong mangyari ng Diyos sa kanyang pagbubunyag ng kanilang mga idolo ay upang muli siyang makilala, "Ako ang Panginoon." Parang sinasabi niya, nalimutan niyo na. Masyado kayong nahumaling sa mga idolo ng inyong mga puso. Nalimutan niyo ang tunay na Panginoon. And so with John, when he was telling his readers, "Keep yourselves from idols," he built it on the point that you have known the true God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, keep yourselves from idols. Heart idols are exposed of their vanity before the glory of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is how we began as Christians. When we began as Christians, it is explained in this term, 2 Thessalonians 1:9, you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Yan ang tunay na kaligtasan. Lumalayo, tumatalikod sa mga idolo upang paglingkuran ng tunay na Diyos. At kung ikaw ay may idolo pa rin ngayon, idolo man ng reliyon o moralidad na hindi ka lumalapit kay Kristo, lumapit ka sa Kanya ngayon at talikuran mo ang mga idolo na hindi magliligtas sa iyo. But the Christian life, from the beginning in which he turned from idols to serve the living and true God, it will always be a constant struggle to turn away from idols, to keep the true God. And there will be times that we struggle with coldness. The Israelites, probably away from Jerusalem, no temple. The Israelites were beginning to forget the richness of Yahweh. And so with believers, as we live in this world full of counter attractions, and we need a refreshing of our God. There have been many accounts of people who had sea accidents, and for days they were adrift at sea, and with nothing to drink, they could only drink salt water. And they would say that when once they are rescued, the taste of normal water is so sweet. And of course, it's something that is so routine to us, but for people who have nothing but salt water to drink, the taste of normal water is sweet. And that is what we should refresh of our God. Perhaps without you realizing it, you have been tasting the salt water. You have been drinking from the salt water of success, of wealth, of relations, or whatever your heart idol may be. And because of that, you have forgotten how sweet the true God is. So challenge yourself, refresh your knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you still know that? When we were singing, Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn mine eye. Do we still experience that? How glorious our God is when you turn your eyes to His creation and when you turn your thoughts on His Word. How His wonders are displayed. Or is it that your attraction is so dazzled by the prospect of success or the prospect of wealth or the inspiration of love relation that there's no more wonder that is displayed? Will refresh yourself. Success away from God is a miserable failure. The idol wealth does not match our richness in Christ. We are rich in Him. Except that we may be failing to enjoy that richness. The initial bright color that love turns your world into, yet far from God, will one day pale. It will one day be, just like we all experience, empty but. John says here, we know this is the true God and eternal life. He is saying nothing compares to this. Walang maihahambing dito. Kung naaakit kang lubha ng tagumpay, ng yaman, ng mga relasyon, itabi mo sa karangalan ng iyong Diyos. Anything put in its place becomes an idol. And John's exhortation is, my little children, keep yourselves from idols. The most massive work on the doctrine of God in Puritan literature is by a little heard name of a Puritan, Stephen Charnock. But he wrote 2 volumes of the existence and the attributes of God. And many of that we are discussing in Sunday school, I take from his thoughts. He was a man who may not stand beside the great names of John Owen or John Bunyan, but he knew his God. And that is one thing for us to be challenged by. Hamunin natin yung ating sarili. Kilala pa ba natin ang ating Diyos? O may humahadlang ba na idolo? What is keeping us from delighting in God? Perhaps as we used to. We'll refresh yourself today in the knowledge of your God. Remember, the heart belongs to God. Here were the Israelites congratulating themselves that they were not bowing down to Moloch or Nebo or any of the Babylonian gods, but God complained that they have set up idols in their heart. And that probably is an appropriate matter to address in our own hearts. Is there an idol that you are keeping in your heart? Well, the way to deal with it, the way to break it, is not just break it, replace it. And the only proper replacement, the only one that should fill that place in your heart, is God alone. Frances Havergal, though for most of her life lived physically frail, yet she knew what it was to give herself totally to God, and she was useful to God in her brief life. And that is what God wants of His children, of you and me. He wants to use us. He wants to equip us. He wants us to be His instrument for His glory. But what He wants us to do is to give totally our heart to Him. And that is the song we will sing of Frances Havergal, "Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee." And towards the last lines, "Take myself and I will be ever, only, all for Thee." May that be our prayer, petition, and resolution. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, kagaya ng iyong isiniwalat kay Ezekiel ukol sa mga Israelita na nasa Babylonia, bagamat hindi sila yumuyukod sa mga Diyos-Diyosan at mga idolo ng mga taga-Babylonia, ay sila'y mayroon namang mga idolong tinatangkili sa kanilang mga puso, at nang dahil dito ay nawawala ng bisa't kapangyarihan maging ang pagsangguni nila ng propeta na Ezekiel. At tulungan mo kami na magpakatapat din at suriin namin ang aming mga puso kung meron kaming inilalagay at itinatayo na idolo sa puso, sapagkat ito ang siyang pipigil sa tunay na bisa ng iyong salita. Help us, Lord, to be honest in our self-examination, whether we do keep idols in our heart, because those idols will keep religious activities powerless, even though we may read and indeed even enjoy our study of the Bible and our hearing of the word ministered, yet those idols will always clog the free flow of the word into our hearts. So help us to challenge these idols and make sure that we do have an I thou encounter with you, not a mere I he or I it. May God be not a mere subject to us, but someone we deal with, someone we talk to, someone personal to us. And if we do see idols in our hearts, there is only one way to deal with it, and that is to break it, to repent of it. So help us to search out those idols. And the way to deal with those idols is not just breaking them. The only way we can keep them from our hearts is replace them with the only one who deserves our hearts. And may we therefore be true to the words we sang. "Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne." May we have a period of refreshing to once again know the greatness of our God, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we live in this world and encounter the stresses of day-to-day demands and requirements, we can erode into coldness, and our dealing with you turns into routine. And we need those moments of refreshing. May we have such refreshing even now, when we know the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, and beside that glory, everything else is but salt water. So may we once more taste the sweetness, and may we glory in it. No amount of success, wealth, or relation can be worthwhile without God being enthroned in our hearts. So may this be our resolve by your grace, that every idol shall be broken and God alone shall keep our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.